Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. This is Xander. This is Alkali.
I'm not here right now.
He's here, and it's our ninth episode.
Stop counting.
No, it's our ninth one.
I have decided to do this entire episode in simile.
I don't know what a simile is.
It's like stupid.
Okay. Neither do you. Similar are two different words. Is that how it works?
Okay, I quit. I like gave up.
I mixed up metaphor and euphemism the other day.
You're a euphemism.
What? No.
You're an organism.
You are too.
Fuck you.
I'm tired.
Oh, why are you tired?
Because I sleep. That's how it works.
Because I sleep. You are tired because I sleep?
Yes. If I don't sleep, then I'm not tired. Because I'm hipster when it comes to sleep. Because everyone else
is doing it at night. You decide not to do it at all.
Yeah.
You were sleeping before it was cool.
Yeah, it's too mainstream.
When you think about it, when you're a kid, the last thing you want to do is sleep. So are kids that like to sleep hipsters? They were doing it before it was cool?
Yeah. I used to be able to get away with, like, no sleep at all. It was actually really cool when you used to just do it all-nighter, and the next day you feel like your fingers can feel colors.
Oh my god, I used to be able to trail stuff when I was at college. You had to look around like, the colors, Duke, the colors! I'm colorblind, kid.
Did you say Duke?
Yeah, Duke.
Oh okay, that's when you knew you were a ferret, when you just say Duke for no reason?
And from popsicles.
From popsicles?
Popsicles used to have colors all the way through. It was a red popsicle, and then you finish the run like, oh my god, there's yellow inside here! And you'd be licking it like, oh, it's just yellow. But then there's orange after that, and I'm like, oh my god, there's orange, and I'm eating the orange. And then inside that, there's a popsicle stick, and you got all confused because there's multiple colors. You're like, oh, this tastes like wood, and now I'm gay.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's not a rainbow popsicle unless you're gay.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, it's green.
Sometimes they sing to you.
Okay, I think that was LSD, not a popsicle.
Oh. So the popsicle singing Judy Garland at me might not have happened?
Either that or it was a guy and you're sucking his cock.
That's oh my god, can we figure out color change cock sucking condoms? How great would that? You just go down and oh, purple! Oh my god!
Hypercolor condoms. I think this is a thing. Because, like, you would stick it in and all of a sudden it would go in blue and it would come out red. It would represent your blue balls, and then you got laid, so then it's red.
Mood condoms!
Were you around for hypercolor, or was that just my generation?
You're only a few years older than me!
Yeah, but still, like, people were like, oh, Barney was my jam, and then that was past my prime, so whatever.
Oh, wow. I was around for those wrist-slapping things.
Yeah, see, that was still past me, too.
That was a huge thing for a while, which I don't know, I guess people really were into, like, bondage and slapping.
Yeah, wasn't it like if you slap your wrist at somebody, then, like, you get to fuck them?
Well, that was a way in my school, but, you know, private school. That's right. How it always works.
For some reason, wristbands had something to do with sex.
Well, the wristbands have to do with everything. Now, oh my god, that explains even those things. Like, I wear this wristband to remind myself that I'm a real good person. What here's about? Oh, I fucked a dude. That's what I want to remember.
Fucking a dude?
Oh, yeah. Pink wristband. Fucked a dude.
So you have a wristband for every time you fucked a dude?
Yeah, my arm would be heavy.
Your arms would... We wouldn't see skin.
Well, that's why I need to work out more.
And you'd be very sweaty. That's a lot of rubber.
Oh. Ooh, it is a fetish. I'm still back on the fucking mood condoms. Like, what color is horny in a mood ring? Because that would be the constant color of the condom.
This wristband's for cancer. This one's for fucking a dude. Every time someone dies of cancer, I put on a new wristband.
Oh my god, you're a necrophiliac!
Yeah, basically. Okay, so you saw movies.
I did. You were making fun of me for not seeing anything, so I went out and got two movies. And I watched two movies. Two!
You watch horror movies.
Are there different kinds?
Well... Okay, they weren't both horror movies.
Contagion was not a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
The Thing was a horror movie.
Yes.
And they did an okay job.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't seen it, it's a thing. They basically tried to do a prequel. They did a lot of nice tips of the hat to the other movie. But the graphics. Oh my god. It had aliens and they went... And then fire.
Yeah. Fire solves all.
Fire does solve all.
I think that was the
there's
the moral
one,
of the story.
Well, there's one thing that really bugs me about these movies. Okay, They're scientists.
Uh-huh.
They're at an Antarctic, I think it's Antarctica, research station.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did they have not one, but two flamethrowers? Like, the grenades I can understand.
Yeah.
One of the guys is a gun nut, and he took it to the next level. The same thing happened to me. I liked having sex with people, and I went, well, there's a whole nother sex out there, let's do guys. I get the grenade thing. But two flamethrowers? Please tell me how he got that past Antarctic customs.
You know, when you're in the middle of, like, the snowy, the snow desert, I can't remember.
The snow desert?
the tundra, whatever you want to say.
I know, I like snow desert.
When you're in the middle of the snow desert, you need flamethrowers. This is just a thing.
They're scientists!
We don't have time to use a lighter
they have,
to make a fire. We need goddamn flamethrowers.
They have science! MREs have a little package inside of them. You snap it and it cooks rice. I'm sure they have an invention that you point at snow and it turns into, you know, fairy dust and then flies into the air and makes everybody sick. Like Contagion.
I think they just went over budget. You know, oh, we got all this money. Let's
splurge on another flamethrower.
Let's get flamethrowers.
And then the question was, where the hell did you get the first one? Built it.
We don't know. They're scientists. They might make some terrible thing instead of find some terrible thing.
It did look like a particularly scientific flamethrower.
I mean, look at Half-Life. You gotta have flamethrowers around.
Well, those are for the fucking head crabs.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, if I ever get head crabs, you flamethrow the shit out of me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind. That's what I'll tell the police when they come. Oh, it was a head crab.
But all in all...
It ran away.
Oh, of course.
He's just burnt to a crisp now.
And if they don't believe you, that's the start of a horror movie. If they do believe you, romantic comedy.
No, that's the beginning of a prison rape movie. And I think I've seen that movie before.
It's called... Damn it.
Shawshank?
Hey.
Or
hey,
Oz?
Hey.
Or The Wizard of Oz?
Don't you dare make fun of Shawshank.
Or there's a wizard in prison.
Oh, I love that Wizard of Oz.
And he rapes you.
Do you think that in the show Oz, they ever just in the background threw in a magician? Like, nobody actually knew it. He was an extra and he was a magician. Maybe just the magician knew it. Like, he does magic on the side. He was an extra on Oz. He's in the background and in the front of the sword's like, hee, I was the Wizard of Oz. La, la, la.
And then he butt raped somebody.
Oh, dude.
It's
Oz. It's Oz.
Yeah, there's gotta be butt rape.
God.
Where's my bitch?
So I saw the thing.
Okay.
It was good.
That was the thing.
I enjoyed it.
And then there was Contagion.
I saw Contagion.
Which is about ferrets sneezing and the world ends.
Contagion is Outbreak 2, Outbreak Harder.
These are ferret movie reviews. Outbreak Harder.
Did you ever see Outbreak?
Uh-huh.
Outbreak was like a light-hearted horror movie. Oh, I'm Dustin Hoffman, and I'm going to save the world. How? Because if we can find one, then we'll be able to know that 1 + 1 = 2. Oh, is that how viruses work? Yes.
So in other words, it's the first 5 minutes of The Stand.
I heard that The Stand is another good one for
right. Here's
viruses.
Here's the first 5 minutes. Everyone's panicking. Everyone's dead.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the first 5 minutes, so... Or you can watch Contagion and skip the first 5 minutes of The Stand.
No. The first the entire movie of the Contagion must then equal the first minute of The Stand.
Right. But does it have Gary Sinise? Does it have Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome.
Does he actually have legs?
In The Stand, he does, because...
I think that we should get rid of his legs so he could really personify that character.
Stephen King gave him legs.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they were behind a curtain.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
so
scary
this
legs.
This had a lot of stars in it and stuff, right?
Outbreak had a shit ton of stars.
No, Contagion.
Contagion, yeah, it had people that I knew that went, oh my god, that guy's famous. And then it went to another person. That was the weird thing. Like, you can't really name a main character in Contagion. Everybody got almost equal billing.
Just because it was, like, too far till someone died.
No, they don't really, well, I mean, they do kill off main characters, but that wasn't what the movie was about. I thought that was really cool. It's almost like, hey, let's do a mockumentary. Oh, what are we going to mock? Death! Let's fucking kill the planet! Well, how are we going to do a documentary on that? Can we come up with a virus? I guess, can we make it really realistic? That doesn't sound like good movie time. When the movie ends, can we make them stare at the screen until the credits are done, thinking, oh my god, I'm never going to leave the house again? Yes.
So this was a Spinal Tap of virus movies.
It was! It was seriously creepy!
They turned
just like Spinal Tap!
They turned it up to 11.
Oh, God. It was bad. Like, I really enjoyed it, but it was fucked up.
And I won't spoil it, because that's the whole point of the movie, is trying to find out how the virus...
Well, it's neat to find out how the virus started, but yeah. I don't think the movie had a point other than this is a very realistic view of what's going to happen next week.
Oh, okay.
When ferrets and dragons start mating, having children, and they come up with super diseases.
When I start cooking, this is what happens.
Yes. Or driving. You're not allowed to drive
anymore. I tried to cook. I killed everyone.
If I cooked and drive
at the same time, this is what happens. Because it's just too much death for one.
Why are you Oh my God, do you have an Easy Bake Oven? I've always wanted to do that.
In the car?
No, just cook plus anything.
Well, you know, my Vibe has a little electronic thing, so it's possible. Ooh. Like the little plug.
I did use the,
I want to play guitar.
No, what do you call those? The cigarette lighter in a car?
Yeah.
I did use that to set a marshmallow on fire before and ate it while driving.
Did you stick the marshmallow in the slot?
No, you had to turn on the little clicky thing that lights your cigarette, and then I touched that to the marshmallow, and I held it there long enough that it burst into flames.
You could
reach the flash point.
Then you put it in your mouth?
Well, after I blew out the fire. I'm not an idiot. I'm just retarded.
This explains the roughness of your blowjobs. Wow. I'm kidding.
I hate you. That's the calluses
it's
in my throat.
It's all burnt.
Yes.
You are horribly burnt in your mouth.
I'm two-faced just on the inside.
You might be able to get a handicap license plate for that.
I'm giving you a rougher blowjob now. Screw you.
That's sandpaper. April Fools.
I'm doing that.
I have a good idea. Well, I guess I shouldn't say, do you have any... What's the best April Fools that you've experienced or done?
Oh, my God. There's at work, we've had some sadistic ones.
Uh-huh.
We love taking screenshots of somebody's PC.
Uh-huh.
And then setting that as their background and hiding all of their icons at the bottom of the screen.
Nice.
So they sit down and try to do things and nothing happens. And then when you go over there, you just right click and it says line up icons by name, which is usually how they have them.
Yes.
So then the icons come back and you make it work right away.
Right.
But then you have the guy sitting next to him distract him, and right when they do that, you grab all the icons and move them down again.
One of my favorites was always when you take a picture of their background and... You set it as a background and they can't click anything?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that was a good one. And writing messages to people on their keyboards by using other keyboards in the office, that's a fun one.
Ah.
Go fuck yourself fits perfectly.
What? April Fool's go fuck yourself? That's it?
No, just go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay.
We play for keeps at work.
One that actually pissed some people off was you know how everyone's like, oh, I'm going straight, and furry.
Oh, God.
I think that's the most stereotypical April Fools of all time. But anyway, one time I was like, oh, yeah, I'm changing to Xandra, and this is a really hard decision for me, and blah, blah, blah.
You're a dick.
And some people really took it seriously, like, oh, fuck, they didn't see what day it was.
And you're a dick.
I am a dick. And it was great. I changed my icon. I don't even have the picture anymore. I changed to like a female character and everything.
Boobs.
Yeah. I had the whole thing going and I was like, no, sorry. And then one person was pissed and whatever.
Oh my God, you took my life and turned it around and turned it into a joke.
I spun them right round, baby.
Right round.
Mm-hmm. Like a record.
Well, furries have like weird things. Like I've always wanted to make a furry sporting event.
Okay.
And we're just going to call it, which one's gay? You don't put furries in there. No, you don't put furries in because we are fucking experts. You walk around with anyone in a fur con. It's like, wow, that guy's right. Yeah, but he's straight. How did you know? Well, do you see the third hair from the left side of his head up directly above his ear? That hair is a little bit off center. I think that guy's straight. Like, they just know. Every one of them knows.
So if every hair isn't in place, then they're straight.
No, just that one hair.
Oh, just the one hair.
I want to have a furry sporting event where a bunch of guys go out and play billiards with eggs. You color all the eggs different colors.
That would get very messy.
You have to be very good at it.
Oh, okay.
So you color all the eggs, different colors, you put them on a pool table, and you have guys bend over and shoot pool on the eggs. But underneath the pool table is a spring, so every once in a while, the pool table just shoots eggs at you. And the furries have to guess if they're straight or not.
That's very confusing.
Have you seen how sports work today?
Okay.
Football has a 213-page manual. My sport is one page and just makes people go, huh? Instead of making people riot in New York, my sport wins.
You know what I learned about sports recently in the Super Bowl?
What?
It's okay to have as many guys on the field because you'll just get a five-yard penalty. Are you serious? That was actually a big part. Was like, they had too many guys on the field and they got like a 5-yard penalty. Like, why don't they put the like 30 people on the field and they would like not get their fucking play? But anyways, I'm getting too in depth there.
Hey, football.
But,
Can we turn football into a furry sport?
What? Sure. It's kind of furry with the mascots. Oh, you know what that actually reminds me of?
What?
You know, like they always think of like different ways to make the All-Star game more exciting.
Right.
Like different events, like they have the dunk contest, they have the 3-point contest, and celebrity game and stuff. What if we had an event with just all mascots? They wouldn't be able to be barely able to see. They'd just bump into each other. Maybe full contact. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Trampolines. It would be like no crash pads, just trampolines.
You are a goddamn genius.
It would be the. I would watch that so many times. It would be like that. What the hell is that? Crash ball or whatever the hell?
Oh my god, you remember that on MTV.
Yeah, where black people jumped higher than they do like already.
So wasn't there like a 25-point basket that like stapled to the ceiling or something?
Something like that. It was like NBA Jam in real life.
Oh my god. Yes, we need to write to them. A letter to the editor.
Do it with mascots.
I think that he might take that message wrong coming from a furry.
Well, that's a weird thing. It's like a lot of places have two mascots. They have the cute one and the super muscly one. It's very strange.
Dude, that now you make a tag team. And but when they do it, you have to play the Super Saiyan music. I think the Super Saiyan music was for 5 episodes.
You know that they would actually throw out their voices doing that, just screaming so much.
But it'd be muffled by the suit. Oh, and we have to like tape their suit shut.
Oh, okay.
Like, don't let them get a break or anything. They're going to experience like, you know, I have a lot of respect for mascots. They go out there and they make people entertain. But you ever notice they disappear once every, like, 20 or 30 minutes?
Oh, because
they're taking a fucking break. Furries don't take breaks.
That's right.
I know furries that spend the entire convention inside their suits. Granted, I won't touch them because they smell like fish.
Well, that's what the Headless Lounge is for.
I don't see them ever go in there. It's kind of strange. I have nothing but respect for them. That is amazing that they can put their bodies through such punishment and stay inside their suits the entire time. Seriously, you're fucked up.
You go in there, you dump acid in your suit, and you get rid of the sweat. So that's how it works.
I actually stopped in there once, I think to visit either you or Bitch, or just see a bunch of guys changing.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this crazy pipe structure.
Yeah.
I want to expand on that.
They're for heads. How are you going to expand on that?
Missiles.
Are you going to make them dildos so you can shoot air up your ass?
One out of every 5 of them. They'll shoot a bad dragon toy out of it every 10 minutes.
It's going to be a big Fermi. It's going to be like Dig Dug and everyone's going to be like blown up because of all the air up their ass.
Oh my god, they'll be like that fursuiter that stuffs his thing with pillows. It's adorable. He's a panda.
Oh yeah, that like super skinny dude and he's like a huge panda.
Yeah, I wonder how the really big dudes feel about that. Hey, this is our job.
Like, fuck you.
I solved the puzzle.
I got there the hard way.
Got there.
You just bought a suit.
Oh.
Amateur. I'm going to the buffet. Oh, what the hell is that my favorite buffet? Well, they've kind
the
of
journey.
Gone down. Yeah, the journey.
The journey is the greatest. All right, for anyone going to IFC,
yeah,
they haven't moved that far from their location. It's going to be an amazing con. I can't wait. They have a place near there called The Journey.
Yes.
The reason I think they call it that is that buffet is so good and so extensive that after you leave, it's a journey to the hospital.
There's that, too. And you learn us a little bit something about your life. It's kind of like, you know, a metaphor for what's going inside your head.
Everything.
Yeah.
They have a chocolate fountain, and they don't care what you put in it. Sushi and chocolate doesn't go together, but I know that now.
I was thinking that, too.
It was amazing. I had to try it. I had to dunk my sushi into the fountain.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised, like, a sushi chef just couldn't come out and jump kick you in the face.
No, right no, no. There. Sushi chefs use knives.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what he said right before I kicked you in the face?
No, he actually said, sir, please stop that. And then,
so you read the subtitle. That's why you know.
No. Sushi chefs are American now. To think about it. Who eats more sushi than the Japanese? Fucking emo kids. And we have a lot of fucking emo kids in America.
Or hipsters.
No, hipsters don't like sushi. Hipsters like their fish to suffer. They like that living fish thing.
Right, because that's before they're cool. Or no, they'd be cool. Well, yeah, sushi's really cool, so they want to like eat them before they're cool. So they just eat whole fish. That's how it works.
Oh.
Fucking hipsters.
Wait, so they eat whole... So if we put a bunch of whole fish onto fish hooks...
Then they'll eat them.
Oh my god, we could go hipster fishing!
Hipster fishing!
Put CDs of bands that don't actually exist. Like, dude, that's a rare band! I liked them before they were cool.
Well, I don't even know, like, I haven't seen enough hipsters to get the whole thing. I think it's one of those things that you won't admit you're hipster. Like, nobody likes the word hipster anymore. No one will own up to it. Not like nerd or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think I figured them out. So you have to correct me on this because you're the one who explained hipster to me.
Okay.
Hipster basically, the epitome of the hipster is...
Before it was cool.
Or I liked this band, but you probably haven't heard of it, right?
Or too mainstream, if something's too mainstream.
So the less well-known a band is, the better they are, right?
Right.
Ergo, a band that doesn't exist must be the greatest thing ever. Therefore, since they don't exist, no one will ever hear it. The hipster theory is flawed.
Yeah.
So the greatest thing ever doesn't exist?
What?
I don't think I can live anymore.
Oh.
Like, the greatest thing ever will never exist, because if it exists, it can't be the greatest thing ever.
So if you go inside a hipster department, like, no toilet paper, just, like, pieces of bark?
Yeah, I was using toilet paper before it was cool.
Toilet paper's too mainstream. Everyone's using that shit. I saw those bears in the forest. They're way too happy about wiping their asses.
That's on that commercial. It's the scariest commercial.
One of the scariest commercials is those smiling bears wiping their... I don't know who gets that many pieces of toilet paper stuck on their ass.
Bears, obviously.
Yeah, when they shit in the woods, apparently.
Bears don't shit in the woods. The Pope does.
The Pope shits in the woods?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part of the Tom Hanks is an atheist movie.
It was actually me being misquoted at work, and I meant to say, does a bear shit in the woods? But does the Pope shit in the woods? And my boss looked at me like I was insane. And I just waited 3 or 4 seconds, said, he does! And went back to work.
And rapes children. Oh.
Oh.
No, he just lets children be raped.
Oh.
Especially the crazy German Pope they have now.
Oh, dude, it's awesome!
He has lightning powers, I'm sure.
Oh, and oven powers.
Oven powers?
He's German.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Oven powers. I have German oven powers.
Yeah.
So when a German makes cookies, they're just like, into the oven with you.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
You're gonna make gingerbread juice?
Do they feel guilty when they break gingerbread men?
You know, I am half German. I could make gingerbread juice.
We need to do this for Christmas.
We're making Schindler's cookies today.
Little
play the
Jew
music.
Cookies.
They're all black and white, but there's like one with a red vest. These are the most offensive cookies ever. We're taking these to synagogue.
Dude, did you run out of frosting? Yeah, I did. All you did was the noses. What the hell, man?
Oh.
Why are all these gingerbread men anatomically correct? Look closer. Did you cut the tips off of all of them, you psycho?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, so you were playing video games.
I did. I've had a very productive week as far as sitting on my fat ass.
Yeah, you're a cowboy.
Yes.
Ferret cowboy.
I hop along and giddy up. And I don't know any more cowboy metaphors.
And mosey.
Mosey. There you That's go. One. Yes, mosey.
Okay. And you just shoot a lot of people. Oh, you know what I love about that game?
By the way, we're talking about Red Dead Redemption. I finally started playing it.
Did I forget to mention that?
Yes, we just started talking about cowboys. Like, what the hell was he doing?
Okay.
Dude Ranch?
Well, apparently, you know, if this is historically accurate...
That game is historically accurate?
A prostitute is being stabbed with a knife in the street every 5 minutes.
Okay, so those are random scenes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, as you're walking around, just random things will happen, and you're supposed to, like, deal with it?
Yeah.
I've only seen 2 random scenes, but I've seen them each 4 fucking times. Stabbing a hooker on the steps of Armadillo.
Okay.
And a gang of guys riding their horses like mad through town with another guy strung up by his neck being dragged behind them.
Oh, fun.
Was this an everyday occurrence? Because then why were the streets so dirty?
Was he black?
Probably.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But if they're dragging him, he should be, like, cleaning the streets as he went. Or if he's not, can't you just tie something to him and just pave out those streets? Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Multitasking horse.
So did you save him?
Hell no. I wanted to watch him. I followed them. I wanted to see how long he would live for.
Yeah, you would probably shoot the guy.
I shot the prostitute. She was loud. My speakers were going out.
And then you raped the prostitute.
No, I raped the guy fucking the prostitute.
Oh, okay.
It is a Grand Theft Auto game. I figure that's how you play.
You have a thing for raping rapers? That's like your thing?
Dude, it's one of the best fetishes out there. There's no victim.
What?
It is actually a really fun game, but because I can't play video games, I had to put it on casual. Yeah, targeting?
Right.
Apparently casual targeting means I don't actually want to play this game. So I had to put it back to normal and just deal with the fact that I suck at it. Because normal targeting, if you're kind of close to your target and you pull the lineup trigger, like mm-hmm. where you pull your gun, it'll kind of snap to target.
Gotcha.
Okay. In casual targeting, if there is someone in your range and you pull the snap to trigger, you'll turn around 180 degrees and be aiming at his fucking forehead. Like, this is a little too easy.
It sounds good to me. Do they have shamrock shakes in there? What?
Shamrock?
I said the secret word, didn't I? It's like the opposite of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Are you those back?
You don't scream. You just fucking shut up when I say shamrock shake.
I thought
there are shamrock shakes.
I just remembered that there are. I put that out of my head.
Do shamrock shakes?
I suppressed it.
They just wipe your memory?
We're getting one today.
We're not even in March yet, and they jumped the gun, damn it.
Dude, they can do whatever the fuck they want, shamrock shakes! Have you ever taken a shamrock steak and poured cream de menthe into it? You're like in a whole other world of flavor.
I was going to say, does it create a time tunnel?
Time tunnel of awesome. On your way there, you cross the bacon time tunnel, and Jim Gaffigan is just pissed off that you're taking his bit. Oh.
Dude, wait, what? Oh, right. Partially, yes.
And then, copyright and from
then,
me.
And then you just see, like, Ronald McDonald with a big fuck-off mustache because this is 50 years ago.
Oh my god, did Ronald McDonald have a raper stash?
That would be amazing if he did.
Because then I can rape him. It's my fetish.
No, that was back when he still had sidekicks.
Ronald McDonald had sidekicks?
Yeah, he had the Fry Kids and the Hamburglar.
Oh, Hamburglar was awesome! It was teaching kids to rob banks.
It was a fucking Grimace. Yeah, steal hamburgers. That's what he taught them.
Yeah, what was Grimace? Was he actually cancer?
I hope so. Because what else is purple than cancer?
What else is purple and cancer? Cancer,
there's,
yeah.
There's grape drink, which gives it cancer. That's a big conspiracy. That's why they give it to black people.
Oh, my because, God.
You know, that's to give black people cancer.
Grape drink gives you cancer?
That's true. And it explains everything.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, there was a girl who was...
With the dragon tattoo?
The girl, yeah. What the fucking bird girl. What the fuck was her name?
Big Bird.
No, with McDonald's.
Oscar the Grouch.
That's Sesame Street.
That was awesome. It had Oscar the Grouch. She lived in a fucking garbage can. It taught kids to be bums and grumpy.
He would go to McDonald's.
Oscar the Grouch would go to McDonald's.
So yeah.
How did he move? Did he take the entire garbage can with him? Because I'm pretty sure that he was the basis of Lieutenant Dan and doesn't have legs.
I think he was like a Cthulhu character where he could just teleport from garbage can to garbage can or something like that.
That is such an awesome power. I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Is there a mythos for Sesame Street?
For Oscar the Grouch?
For Sesame Street.
Well, there's Snuffleupagus, who's just a fucking imaginary friend. A huge fucking imaginary friend. It's got to be really expensive to make.
Holy shit, Xander.
What?
We need to make a Sesame Street role-playing game.
With Cthulhu?
With Cthulhu-esque Sesame Street role-playing game.
I personally want to see a Cthulhu-esque Sesame Street character thing. It would be adorable. They have a Muppet with AIDS. Why not?
You are kidding me.
No, they have a Sesame Street character with HIV, I think. It got a blood transplant, even though they don't have blood. Try to figure that one
you,
out.
You are shitting with... What?
No.
It's a kid's show!
In Africa, okay, where everyone has AIDS.
So they have a Sesame Street character with AIDS.
There's an African Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Please tell me there's a witch doctor in it.
Oh, that's just terrible.
What? Witch doctors are awesome.
Yes, and there's a big Manute Bullish. They don't have the Snuffleupagus. They just have a huge black guy.
Snuffleupagus is just depressed.
I'm seriously not that racist. I'm just... The reason I said the black guy being dragged in, because everyone's racist in the past, as we know, in Red Dead.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed that game.
That was before they had Shamrock Shake, so they're all racist.
Yeah, exactly. Shamrock Shake saved the world.
Because first you appreciate the Irish, and they say, oh, everyone must be okay.
Yeah. Oh, there are so few. Every once in a while you come across an Irish guy in that game, they really overdo the accent. At one point, I'm pretty sure I heard a
Irish Spring.
It's in, I was about to say, in King's Landing, in the Thieves' Landing.
Okay. They just have subtitles for every Irish person?
Yes. Oh, by the way, just to finish it up.
Okay.
I did watch the preview for Game of Thrones Season 2. There's 4 previews on HBO.
Okay.
They are filming on location in Iceland for the Land Beyond the Wall.
Ooh.
Oh my, the best part was, it might be my favorite preview ever, because there's the guy playing Jon Snow, and he's in all of his robes and all these cloaks, and he's sitting in front of the camera, he's like, yeah, you know, as an actor, it really helps that as I sit out here, I don't have to look at a blue screen, I can look at the...
Then you're like, fuck, he's British?
No, the worst part is, he's shaking as he's doing this, they're fucking freezing out there! Like, oh my god, like, it must be awful for them. Like, it's, the entire preview is just showing cars getting stuck in the snow, and like, actors falling into snowbanks.
There's gonna be cars in this season? Oh no.
No, they were trying to move things, and it got stuck.
They're going way different than the book.
And a polar bear attacked the old bear, and like, they had a fight, and it was...
That's terrible.
I think that's what was happening.
Yeah. So I guess we should wrap it up here.
Yeah, well, I think that was a good talk. And I'm going to go play Red Dead Redemption because I haven't raped enough rapers yet.
All right, thanks a lot, everyone. This is Xander.
I'm McCoy.
Bye.
See you next week.